So seeing if we can reconnect to that attitude of okayness, freedom from judgment, and curiosity of what it is to be in this body alongside this mind. This heart, and with this sense of myself, however that sense is configuring itself. And just seeing for a moment what is needed in our heart, in our mind. Do we need to soften any sense of contraction or worry or tightness? Or do we need to amplify the sense of alertness and awareness? Feeling what this moment needs, and remembering that our meditation is our own. There's no need to replicate an idea of what should be happening. We're looking for the way in to awareness and stillness in this moment. We're feeling the edges, the doors that are closed, and just feeling the contours of how that feels in the body. And what we need to trust in, to relax those, open, to free the mind from its wanderings, and seeing if our response can be very attuned to the flavor of the mind in this moment. Feeling a bit of tightness in my chest because that didn't record before. Feeling how I can soften that. The right response seems to be, that's no problem. This moment is still absolutely okay. So seeing if we can descend into the way our mind and our heart speaks through the body. Feeling that interface with what we feel the body to be. When we feel more closely, more resonantly, it reveals itself to be not just body, but also mind or heart. There's no need to force it to become something else. We're just really getting clear about that aspect of experience. It's like opening up our awareness from 2D to 3D, with curiosity and investigation. So where in the body, as the body is feeling right now, do we get a sense that it's also an aspect of mind, the sense of the body? So it could be in the shoulders or the belly, the pit of the stomach, whirling in the chest. Twittering around the temples, and feeling if we can expand the sense of how we feel the body to include a more subtle movement, which is the movement of mind or heart. As we feel that, we hold it, relax around the contours, and allow it to speak, allow it to express itself just as it is. Let's see if we can feel into that in the heart or the mind, which in this moment and every moment really cares about our own well-being. Where is that? How is that? Are we connected to that? We feel it even as a subtle, peripheral willingness to be here, a willingness to hold ourselves. May help to use memory or visualization to catalyze that feeling, that quality of being, of mind. So it could be remembering a time in our lives when we felt we were completely okay, there was no problem. Or a time we were in the presence of someone who, while we were in their presence, all the tension, the defensiveness, and the doubt gave way, relaxed, washed through, and we found our mind opening, our heart radiating, smiling. So I really encourage you to be really creative with this question. How do I sense into that? What needs to be let go of? How innocent can I be with that quality? How crazy even? smile from our heart and allow that smile to wash through this moment as it's experienced. A smile of caring, of well-wishing, of real benevolence towards this being we sense ourselves to be. And so feeling what comes up when we consider that, attune to it, wish for it. There may be echoes of sadness and grief in the mind that percolate and resonate. A feeling that we can be completely vulnerable to that. There is a great compassion in sadness. Sometimes sadness is innately connected with this quality of caring for ourselves. Manifesting as more of a compassion. Or if there's numbness or nothing much happening, let's see if we can make friends with that as well. Smiling through numbness or doubt or a sense that I can't do this. So everything, every colour, tone, shade that arises, we can bring this loving into it. There are no rules and there's no way that we have to be. Quality of caring or loving doesn't really mind what the tone, what the self-image, what the feeling is on the peripheries. You may feel it as a surrender or a giving up into something much deeper than ourselves. Falling back into an openness, an all-inclusiveness of heart. So however it is right now for us, feel that we can always begin again. The mind is often like an elastic band. It opens, it stretches, and then it contracts. With just one thought, our mind can contract. So wherever we find ourselves, see if we can remember that there is no wrong moment. There's no failed meditation. we don't need to ascribe any kind of ideal of myself and who I should be to this practice itself. So it may be that just that sense of striving to understand something or to feel something is the doorway to a real sense of loving. If it's coming from inner criticism or a conclusion that we're flawed in some way, sometimes that can be the most direct way to feel this quality of caring. It's to identify that force in the mind and let it go. Allow ourselves to be free-floating with no definition and no inner tyrant telling us what we should be.